global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all trading lower off our session lows, but the S&P is now down 5 points to 2133. That is a drop of 0.3%. The Dow down 44 points, a drop of 0.3%. NASDAQ down 24, a decline of 0.5%. We've got the 10-year up 11 30 seconds. The yield 1.73%. Gold up 5.90 the ounce now to 12.59, up 0.5%. And crude oil up 17 cents a barrel, up 0.3% on West Texas Intermediate crude, now at $50.36. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets and Bloomberg Markets and Bloomberg Radio and also on Bloomberg TV right now. We're bringing in Sean Layden. He's the chairman of Sony's gaming division, and it has a very big day today, a virtual reality day with the release of Sony's VR kit. Interesting stuff, big stuff, important stuff. And Sean, I wonder, when you look at this launch, what will define success for you?
Well, Corey, we're just glad to be able to bring the PSVR technology to the marketplace today. We had a great midnight opening at our flagship headquarters in New York. I think success will look like, to me, is a lot of happy PlayStation fans going home with PlayStation VR, getting a chance to experience a number of the games that we have out for launch right now and really maintain that momentum through the holidays.
Sean, I love numbers. Bloomberg loves numbers. Corey loves numbers. Give me an idea. You said you guys started selling. Give me an idea. I've seen estimates of about 2.6 million by the end of the year. Is that a real number?
That's not a number that that we're putting out there, Carol. We've got we're looking at our sell-through speed trajectory across the country, across the world. We're launching worldwide today, so there's a lot of things to watch for, but I don't have any hard numbers for you today.
And how many games do you expect to be on the platform before by year end?
So we reckon with the launch window, which is the first couple of weeks starting from today, we'll have about 20 or 30, and we're tracking about 50 by the end of 2016.
Well, what's also interesting, too, is that when people talk about virtual reality, it kind of gets me excited because I just think there's so many different ways you can use it. There's industrial uses. There's healthcare uses. I'm just curious, what other potential markets are you guys looking at? Gaming is certainly a big one, but is your horizon kind of bigger?
Well, certainly it has to be. Our entree into VR is certainly through gaming. For 21 years, you know, PlayStation has been the leader in console gaming in the home. That's our wheelhouse, if you will, and that's where we're attacking the market from. But I'll tell you right now, we've had interest from places as far afield as Hollywood studios, music and record companies, to the Smithsonian or Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Everyone's looking at VR. It is an absolutely new medium for both entertainment and education.
Do you expect that the killer app for these, the game that works the best, might be very different than what's worked in PlayStation?
I'm pretty sure that's going to be true, Corey. We have a number of games coming out between now and the end of the year, and you'll see that carrying on into early 2017. Virtual reality is a complete greenfield technology. It's a place where no one has really gone before. So all of us are trying to learn exactly what plays best in that immersive environment, and I think you're going to see a lot of experimentation in the next 12 to 18 months. That's the real exciting part.
Talk to us about the cycle, Sean, because you got to have exciting games to get consumers to go out and say, I'm going to lay down $500 on a new piece of hardware, if you will. Gamers, though, or programmers, you know, they kind of wait for the audience also, though, to come. So where are you guys in that cycle? Do you feel like you have enough games out there to kind of bring in that consumer audience?
Yeah, I think we do. You know, one of the things about PlayStation VR is that it's already compatible with the 40 million plus PlayStation 4s that are out there in the world. So people who already own a PlayStation 4, you're halfway there to the VR experience. So we have the audience embedded in that way. And as far as the content goes, we have a wide array of titles that we're coming out with now from not only independent developers and people new to the technology, but from the names you know and trust, like Electronic Arts and Warner Brothers. They're all looking at VR and the opportunities around that, but it's such a new technology. We're still trying to find out exactly what plays best in that experience.
As the development process goes on, how is developing for a virtual reality game different than developing a first-person shooter game that also has sort of lots of thought about the environment that the player is in?
One of the tricky things, Corey, about VR is that we still have yet to develop what the vocabulary is to describe it, or the syntax or grammar, if you will. We're all trying to learn how to design in that environment where the idea of narrative, where it's not so much linear, but it's all around you, and the player can go and do whatever they want at any time, and can see things occurring not only in front of them but behind them, creates a whole new experience. And I think our designers are just starting to get their head around exactly what sort of special features that allows.
All right, Sean, my husband says I'm a pretty stubborn kind of gal. I got to go back to numbers, because I know you guys don't have any early numbers, but I'm just curious, what kind of market size do you think this is for Sony? One number I saw that thought it could be not even quite a $1 billion market, not just for you, but for all the players this year. I don't know. Give me, do you, have, you, I mean, you guys are smart guys. You look at market size, you look at market potential. How big a market could it be for you in terms of revenues?
Well, we're looking at a market where I think VR allows itself to be a much broader experience than, let's just say, straight ahead gaming goes. And we're going to learn exactly what that looks like. But in the last 20 years, we've launched PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 itself is the fastest growing PlayStation platform of all time. We kind of know how to predict that trajectory. But honestly, the whole idea of virtual reality comes in perpendicular into that business model. And we're going to have to learn exactly how big is big on that. But I do believe in my heart that it's a very broad tent, and I think it can appeal to a very wide range of users.
Why? Why is it a broader range than gaming itself?
Because I think it allows a different type of experience. A lot of the stuff you'll see now, Corey, if you get your hands on some of the gaming kit, is that we have really high-powered, high-intense action games, as you'd imagine. But I think there is a very considered, there's a very deep experience one has with VR, which befits to maybe even slower, more exploratory. A lot of the puzzle games, a lot of the detective, adventure, investigative kind of games, those are doing pretty well in our consumer feedback as well. So I think there's a really broad range, and once you put the headset on, it's very intuitive how to go forward from there. So I think we can appeal to a large audience.
Let me just ask you, Sean, just got about 30 seconds left here. The price point, $500. There are certainly Oculus Rift, that's more. HTC has got a device out, that's more money. Are you flexible on it at all?
Well, I think the price of $499, that's the PSVR rig, that's the Move controllers, that's a camera, that's the launch bundle we just put out. We've also just launched last month the PlayStation 4 at $299 in a new form factor, smaller, more energy efficient. I think those combined together coming to holiday makes a compelling VR opportunity.
All right, we got to run. Sean, thanks so much. Keep us posted on how things are going along with this. Sean Layden, he's chairman at Sony Interactive Entertainment Worldwide, joining us right here in New York. All right, you are listening to Bloomberg Radio. Coming up, the Bloomberg Small Business Report brought to you by Carbonite, the story of businesses written in data from your first dollar to your latest quarterly statement. Make sure your story continues. Get secure automatic cloud backup from Carbonite, carbonite.com. All right, coming up, everybody, we've got to talk a little bit about financial earnings. We're going to get to that. Also, Wells Fargo with a new CEO, but a lot of bank earnings hitting the market tomorrow. We'll break it down for you. This is Bloomberg.